This is GIS News. Coming up, government aiming to make Jamaica regional leader for renewable energy, NHT announces major housing initiative, and MSMEs urged to take advantage of Spanish Town free zone. The details after this message.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them are energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
Now the news. The government is aiming to make Jamaica the regional leader in the use of renewable energy by 2016. Energy Minister Philip Powell says his ministry is currently pursuing investments in renewable energy valued at some $200 million.
Jamaica, by the middle of next year, will have the single largest solar facility in the Caribbean, 20 megawatts, 150 acres of land, just panels generating electricity to be sold to the grid. The transformation is happening.
Meanwhile, Minister Powell informs that savings of approximately $80 million have been realized to date under the Energy Efficiency Conservation Program, EECP. He says Jamaicans can also contribute to the transformation of energy consumption in the country and is encouraging persons who are generating their own electricity to sell the excess capacity to the national grid. The National Housing Trust, NHT, will be funding the construction of some 9,000 housing solutions over the next 2 years to enable thousands of families to realize the dream of owning a home. Under the $25 billion housing program, the NHT will offer 7,900 housing solutions directly, and negotiations will be completed shortly for another 1,455 to be provided through interim financing with private developers. The housing projects, some of which are already underway, will involve a mix of houses and residential lots in 42 developments. This expenditure is in addition to a provision of close to $55 billion projected to be spent on awarding mortgages in the non-scheme benefit category, for which the NHT accepts applications daily. In a press release issued Monday, NHT Chairman Dr. Carlton Davis said the need for affordable housing is great and the trust will aggressively redouble its efforts to fulfill its mandate of making it easier for Jamaicans to realize home ownership. Local operators of micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, are being urged to prepare themselves to take advantage of spin-off opportunities to be generated from the introduction of the Spanish Town Free Zone. President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, says owners and operators of MSMEs within St. Catherine and its environs must begin positioning themselves to satisfy potential needs within the free zone.
MSMEs have to get more proactive. They have to become more analytical of analyzing value chains, seeing where their service or product fits into those value chains and becoming more aggressive in marketing their services. They're still too passive, waiting on contracts to come to them. You have to go out and seek those contracts.
Ms. Edwards was speaking at the official launch of the Spanish Town Free Zone last week. Activities at the zone are slated to include refining and regeneration of petroleum products, manufacturing of composites and insulation material, vehicle assembly, auto parts remanufacturing and distribution, manufacturing of pharmaceuticals and nutraceutical products, as well as research and manufacturing of tobacco products. And established business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs are being encouraged to participate in the many activities being organized by the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, for Global Entrepreneurship Week. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says the week-long celebration from November 16 to 21 is a fitting way to encourage entrepreneurship as the government continues to focus on creating the kind of environment that will bolster business. He notes that the country's improved ranking in the World Bank's 2016 Doing Business report proves that the measures being undertaken are working.
With continued determination and these accomplishments under our belt, we look forward to a new year of supporting or MSMEs in bigger and better ways. Indeed, the upcoming Special Economic Zone legislation, which I tabled in Parliament just this week, will have positive implications for the MSMEs.
Minister Hilton was addressing the recent launch at the ATL Automotive Center in Kingston. Global Entrepreneurship Week, which is in its third year, is being observed under the theme Going for Growth. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.